On the first day of Pesach, we say Tfilas Tal, and we stop saying Mashiv Aruach or Morid HaGeshem. Minig Svart starts saying Morid HaTal. Minig Ashkenaz says nothing. So this year, with the coronavirus, there won't be any Minyanim. So really, Tfilas Tal is something usually done B'tzibor, but the Piyutim you could still do if you want B'yachidus. So either way, we begin Tfilas Tal. So what's the connection between Tfilas Tal and the Yontif of Pesach? So besides practically being in the right season, so where do we see a connection? So we see a connection. We have seven different liquids that are Mukhshar L'Makabel Tumah. That if you come in touch with something, like if you have a wet grape, water, so again, it's a whole different discussion. Definitely back in the olden days, you had to wash. Today also, people have a minig to wash their hands. The Vilna Gaon even to wash their hands with the bracha, davasha tivula b'mashka. But regardless, that's what a karpas. We dip the cucumbers or whatever you use into the salt water, so we wash our hands first. So what are the seven liquids? It stands for Yad Shachei Dam. Yad is, the Yud is Purim. The Yud is wine. The Dalet is Dvash. The Shin is Shemen. The Ches is Chol of milk. Tes is Tal Du. Dalet is Dam Yom Kippur. And Mem is Mayim. And the Svarim bring down that the seven liquids represent the seven different holidays. One is...
So the halacha is...
So the different holidays, Yayin, it's the holiday of Purim. Dvash is honey. Of the Yad Shochet Dam. So the Shin is Chanukah, which is oil. The Ches is milk Shavuos. The Tes is Du Pesach. The Dalet, blood Yom Kippur. Miyad Chelbo, it's like the Karbonis Kapara. And Mayim is Sukkis. So what's the connection between the Du and Pesach? So obviously it's the season where it's no longer raining, but the Mefarshim point out that based on a Gemara Chazal, that we know rain is always something open. It's an open miracle, even though we take rain for granted. But it's one of the things that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has control of. Even the angels can't control it. And dew is something hidden, like you don't even know. Like if you don't have grass, you don't even know there's dew. You can't see it. It's hidden. So the message is on Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Nisim Neflos, we go around on the holiday of Pesach. So the first day of Pesach, after the Seder all night, we wanted just to go back to the everyday things, just not to take the everyday things for granted. As the Meshech Chokhmah says, you say Ashrei three times a day, Yizochet Olam Haba. Yizochet Olam Haba. But if you... You say, how every day you're Magadet or Macharev. So what's the difference? They're both from Tehillim. Ashrei is the everyday things. Hallel, when a miracle happens to me, that's when you notice God. If you only see God in the Nisim, you're Magadet. You see God in the Aleph Beis, that's the true greatness. And that's what we do on the Yontov of Pesach. After we experience, in Chayav Adam Leros Esatzim, Yatzomir and Shrayim, we experience all the Nisim Nefuos. So now we start saying Tal, Tfilas Tal, in order to remind us that not only is the Kodesh Baruch Hu in charge of the Nisim Neflos, but equally, or not more important, the everyday things, and hence Tfilas Tal was instituted as a reminder to not to forget, even during the Nisim Neflos, don't forget about the everyday miracles of Teva.